So, would you invite mold into your house?
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio. I think I might know my answer to that one.
No, you don't invite mold into your house.
That's what I was thinking.
Story time. This one's about the forgotten child, Obadiah. I call him the forgotten child because somehow he always flies under the radar, and you don't hear many stories about Obadiah. He is our... Which number? See? He's forgotten. No,
He's your middle child.
No, Corbin's the middle child.
Oh,
he's the next one down.
The next
so
one.
He is our third from the youngest. So there's two children younger than him, and he is 10 years old. And he's been coming home with, he's all excited. He's in the science fair. He's putting together a science fair project. I found out yesterday it's actually a group project with a girl in his class who's also just down the street, and they've been working on it, and they are doing moldy fruit. So the whole hypothesis is like they have four different fruits and they're going to see which one molds the quickest, which means it's going to be in our house and we want them to mold and we don't want to throw them out. And it's like, oh, man. But we've had all kinds of debates and like, which fruit will it be? My vote is on the grapes because they have high sugar content.
Sure.
He's going for banana. I see that. We're just going to have to see how this goes. But I'm excited that he's excited about something.
Yeah.
And so now I have a story about Obadiah, and we'll see what happens with the fruit.
And it's all for science.
That's all. Yeah, all for science. I don't know. I don't find mold appealing.
Oh, bad pun.
Or maybe it's all for puns. Here's If the Lord Builds a House from Hope Darst on Kinship Radio.